Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Kuv Hey, the very last Daf of Meseches Erevin. In the previous Daf, we learned that Shmuel holds it's only Yasumi Rabbanon to have a sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash, since only those types of Tumah that have Tahara B'mikvah can become Tahar by being immersed in a mikvah are included in the Isra of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Our Daf begins by trying to connect Shmuel's opinion with two separate disputes amongst Tanaim. First, we suggest that the first Machlokes in our Mishnah, whether it's better to remove the sheretz more quickly using the Avnet or less quickly using the wooden tongs, would depend on whether the Isra of having the sheretz there is Nisa Daraisa. If it's a Nisa Daraisa, we would remove it as quickly as possible. If it's only Nisa Drabanan, we could afford to wait a little bit for the wooden tongs, which won't become Tameh. The Gemara rejects that connection, because even if you agree that it's Asami Daraisa, we may disagree whether it's better to remove it more quickly, Shihu Yotuma Adif, or to remove it without causing any further items to become Tameh, Afushe Tuma Adif. So the second, we suggest that the second machlokas in our Mishnah, whether a sheretz is removed from the entire courtyard on Shabbos, may relate to whether it's asumi daraisa to have it there. If it's an issa daraisa, it would make sense to assume like Rabbi Akiva and remove it from anywhere in the Azara. But if it's only an issa drabanan, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas that we won't suspend the halacha of muktzah to remove it from the Azara makes more sense. The Gemara rejects this possibility because all Tanaim might agree that it's asumi daraisa to bring a sheretz into the base of Mikdash. They disagree whether the issa drabanan of muktzah is waived in order to take out a sheretz that's already there. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches the order of priority in terms of who should remove the sheretz. Mitzvah b'kohanim, ideally it should be kohanim. Im ein sham kohanim, nechnasim levim. If there aren't kohanim, then levim can come in. And if even levim aren't available, then Yisraelim can go in. But Tamei people, even kohanim, certainly should not go. Another Braisa, brought by Rav Kahana, who incidentally was a kohen, prefers Tamei kohanim to allowing Yisraelim. Ibailu, Tamei ubalmum, if the choice is between a Tamei Kohen and a Kohen who's a Balmum, which one do we prefer? So Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav says the Tamei Kohen is preferred because we sometimes allow Tamei people to do the Avodah when the majority of the Kohanim are Tamei, but a Balmum can never bring a Karban. Rav Loza says we prefer the Balmum, who's at least allowed to eat Karbanos. The Tamei Kohen can't even do that. The last line of the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Makom Sheitiru Lach Chav Mishalacha Nasanach Shal Heitiru Lacha El Misham Shvus. When the Rabban made something permissible, they gave you what is rightfully yours, because they only allow Yisurim to Rabban. The Gemara breaks down Rabbi Shimon's statement into two parts and explains what each part refers to. When he says that they're giving you what is rightfully yours, he's referring back to the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis, which says that according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you went 15 amos past the Tchum Shabbos, you can still go back in, since according to Rabbi Shimon, they set the Tchum markers closer than the Tchum Shabbos really belongs. When he says Shelo Yitiru Lecha El Mishum Shvus, he refers back to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis, where Rabbi Shimon holds you can repair a harp string in the Beis HaMikdash only by tying a bow, but not by tying a knot, since tying a knot would be in Issa Daraisa. Aniva Delosim Vechiv Chatos Sharle Rabbanan. The Rabban allowed tying a bow, which can never make a person chayv to bring carbon, but Kshira Dasil Vechiv Chatos Lo Sharle Rabbanan. The Rabban wouldn't allow tying a knot, which if done permanently can make a person chayv in a carbon chatos. Hadron Alach HaMotzei Tefillin, Aslik Allah, Meseches Erevin, we'll see you in Meseches Pesachim.